3グループ分けたんだけど、グループ内でとりあえず固まらないように冬開けた。
Yukichi Fukuzawa and the Riddle of the Modern World. It is a very great honor to be invited to talk at the first great private university of Japan, Keio, and in particular to have the opportunity to practice the art of lecturing in the very speech hall here at Keio University, which Yukichi Fukuzawa founded to teach the Japanese the art of public speaking. I thank all of those of you who have invited me and who have been so generous in your hospitality. Fukuzawa needs no introduction to a Japanese audience, and especially in this place. Instead, I should explain why an outside historian and anthropologist like myself should be so attracted to his work. Quite simply, I do not know of any other non-European thinker who has understood so well the ideas of the Enlightenment and the European civilization. He compared the fixity of the Western social system to the fluidity of the power relationship in Japan in the following words. Comparing these social patterns to material objects, power in the West is like iron. It does not readily expand or contract. On the other hand, the power of the Japanese warriors was as flexible as rubber, adapting itself to whatever it came in contact with. In contact with inferiors, it swelled up immensely. In contact with those above, it shriveled up and shrank. Japan did have one great advantage over China, however. This was that the crucial separation between the ritual and the political spheres had already occurred in Japan. In Japan, the shogun was political authority, a military ruler, and the emperor was the ritual ruler. And this separation meant that there was a contradiction already embedded in Japanese history. Fukuzawa is one of the principal architects of the modern, free, equal, and wealthy Japan. It has long been my dream to give a lecture in this speech hall in his memory. And with your indulgence, I would like to honor him in the traditional Japanese way. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for
the floor, Mike.